Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 25th. Monday was the deadline for applications to run for town government, and towns all around the listening area are going to have busy election seasons. In Montrose, five people will run for election to the city council. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Douglas Glassbell and Jeremiah Quinton will run for the vacant seat from District 1. Dave Bowman is unopposed for the District 2 seat, while Barbara Bynum and David Stockton will vie for the at-large seat on the council. According to Paonia Town Clerk Corinne Ferguson, 10 Paonia citizens are running for four open seats on the Board of Trustees. Incumbent trustees Barry Pinnell, Chelsea Bookout, David Bradford, and Suzanne Watson are all running for office. Joining those four in a crowded field are Samira Hart, Ross King, Mary Bochran, and James Jocko Thompson. Bill Bruner and Roger Barrell also turned in application packets to run for the board and will be put on the ballot once their paperwork is certified. According to the Delta County Independent, in Hotchkiss, incumbent trustees Mary Hockenberry and Pam Medina turned in packets to run for the board. Sheila Mackey and Esther Kuntz also submitted paperwork. Wendell Kuntz is term limited, and longtime trustee Tom Wills will run for mayor of Hotchkiss against Larry Wilkening. And in Crawford, incumbents Mike Tideman, Jeff Peed, and Chris Johnson are seeking re-election to the board. Ralph Clark, Jessica Hart, and Julie Kinder will all be in the election as well. Those six citizens are running for four seats on the board. The municipal election this year is on April 3rd. The snowpack is far below normal levels in the southern Rocky Mountains, leaving some to worry about this year's water supply. As Luke Runyon reports, one dry winter can have far-reaching effects.
To get a sense of this year's snowpack, you need to head to a place like Berthoud Pass. It's an hour drive into the mountains west of Denver. But that's just the beginning of the journey. You still need to strap on a pair of snowshoes and hike up a hill. It's early in the morning, and because the pass is so high, I'm literally inside a cloud.
This is at the higher range of where we do measure snow. We're well over 11,000 feet here.
Carl Wetlaufer is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Snow Survey Office. We finally come to a clearing, home to a snowtell site. Basically, a Rube Goldberg setup of meters and tubes to measure the weight of the snow. The process is mostly automated, but the sites still require maintenance.
There's kind of some elegance in the simplicity. We're literally just weighing the snowpack secondhand, and that's the most accurate way to get the water content.
It's all meant to give a glimpse at how the winter is shaping up, so cities, farmers, and water managers all throughout the West can plan. So far, the prognosis isn't great.
Just driving up through the mountains as we gain elevation, there's definitely noticeably less snowpack than we would expect as we approach the site. And intuitively, you can just feel that we do have a lower snowpack.
That's even worse news considering Berthoud Pass is one of the better sites for snowpack in the entire Colorado River watershed, which supplies water for some 40 million people in seven states. Jeff Lucas studies long-term climate shifts at the Western Water Assessment, based at the University of Colorado Boulder.
The hole that we're in now in terms of the snow deficit is going to be really hard to pull out of.
He says if you add up the numbers at all the snowtell sites in the upper Colorado River, snowpack is at 63% of average. It's well below normal, and we're now halfway through the snow season. So if things stay dry through the spring, Lucas says it'll set the stage for the rest of the year.
You have vegetation growing and drying out and curing earlier. You're setting yourself up for a worse than average wildfire season.
Forecasts for river flows by the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center are already taking the current snowpack into account. Most streams are projected to be lower this spring, some just slightly, with others extremely below average.
So we can weather one bad year, but in other parts of the West or even downstream in the Colorado River Basin, Lakes Powell and Mead are both sitting, well below capacity.
Which means downstream states like Arizona are anxiously looking toward the Rocky Mountains. The Colorado River, fed by snowmelt, provides roughly 40% of the state's water.
We closely watch this. We know how important it is.
Tom Bouchatsky is director of the Arizona Department of Water Resources.
And it's a huge piece of Arizona's water budget and a lifeblood for the state.
And the state isn't even close to recovering from a long-term drought that's plagued the Southwest for more than a decade now.
How worried are you, would you say, from like a scale of zero being we're doing great, we've got plenty of water, to 10 being we are in panic mode?
I am probably at about a 7 right now.
Does any of that keep you up at night, or do you sleep pretty well?
Most nights it does not keep me up. There's an occasional night where it does.
22.5.
Depth, 22.5.
Back at Berthoud Pass, snow surveyor Carl Wetlaufer writes down measurements using an aluminum tube to weigh the snow. This more old-school way of measurement is still in use by surveyors across the West.
We just hang this off a ski pole so we can get a nice stable measurement from it.
Wetlaufer isn't panicking yet. There's still plenty of winter ahead of us. And it wouldn't be unprecedented for some big storms to change everything. But the window for those Hail Mary snowstorms is closing.
And yeah, with every week that goes by, the probability of reaching a normal snowpack just gets less and less, really.
And that's exacerbated by the current long-term weather forecasts. They're showing a likely chance of higher temperatures and lower precipitation this spring in places that need exactly the opposite. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story was produced in partnership with public media station KUNC in Northern Colorado, with financial support by the Walton Family Foundation. A new study finds that dust falling on mountain snow is speeding up spring snowmelt even more than warming temperatures. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
The problem is all about light and dark colors. Dust causes the surface of snowpack to be darker and more likely to absorb heat, like wearing a black t-shirt on a hot summer day. NASA scientists monitored spring runoff in the rivers of southwestern Colorado and found the more dust there is, the faster runoff occurs. That's a concern for water managers who generally prefer a slower paced runoff to make it easier to store the water in reservoirs and prevent flooding. So where's all this dust coming from? Well, a lot is originating in the desert southwest, where persistent drought and human activities like residential development and recreation are kicking up dust into storm clouds that move into the Rocky Mountains. I'm Luke Runyon.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.